Hello there, everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. This is definitely the place to come when you want to have some fun. My name is Rebecca. Do you have a job? Well, if you don't worry. You will have a job eventually. Whether you have a job now or later, it is important to know how to keep your job. It might be easy to get a job, but is it always easy to keep the job? That is the question. Today, our lesson is called How to Keep Your Job. I think you're going to find some very useful tips in this lesson. And the question I have for you is, what do companies often hand out on the first day of work? What do companies often hand out on the first day of work? Open up your magazines to today's lesson, and let's begin.
How to keep your job. To be a team player, you must first be part of the game. Getting a job is a big step, but keeping it is the real test. First day. Many companies hand out an employee handbook on the first day. In many cases, the handbook goes home with the employee and ends up in a drawer. As a result, employees will find themselves in trouble, most frequently for breaking a rule regarding calling in sick, and wonder why. But the procedure is clearly spelled out in the handbook. The new employee needs to read and understand the handbook.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点我们看 regarding 这个介系词 GARD 这个字根有看的意思。所以 regarding 是指关于或有关。例如 there has been a lot of discussion regarding the new labor policy. 有关这个新的劳工制度一直以来都有许多的讨论。或者是 how did the boss react regarding your proposal? 老板对于你的提案如何回应呢？或者是 the chief police officer refused to give any information regarding the kidnapping. 警察局长拒绝对这个绑架案透露任何的消息。继续我们看的是 procedure 这个名词 ,PRO 这个字首有向前的意思 ,CED 这个字根是指行走。所以 procedure 是指程序、手续或者是步骤。如果要说明是进行什么事情的步骤的话是用 for 这个介系词。例如 the procedure for applying for a visa is very simple and only takes a short amount of time. 申请签证的手续很简单而且只花一点点时间。或者是 the procedure for activating the security system can be found in the manual. 启动保全系统的步骤可以在使用手册中找得到。
Well, you know something? I found this lesson really interesting.
Why is that?
How to keep your job. Because when I was reading through this lesson, it made me feel like it could be really difficult to keep your job.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, Rebecca. That's not something I usually think about, too. I think a lot of people, and me included, I just think, okay, I have the job now. Is it going to be that difficult to keep?
Right, but maybe for other people...It really might be difficult to keep a job. Well, we're going to talk more about that later, but we read right at the top of our lesson, to be a team player, you must first be part of the game. Now, let's talk about what it means to be a team player. If you're a team player, that means that you're somebody who works well in a team setting. You're looking for opportunities to help other people, and you're contributing. You're not taking away from the team setting.
That's right. So you're looking for ways to contribute and help other people. And you're also very open to allowing other people to help you and work together with you as a team player. Maybe you've heard the phrase, Rebecca, have you heard, there's no I in team?
There is no I. Yes, yes. I actually have heard that phrase before. Meaning that when you're in a team, you can't say, I can do this, I can do that.
Yeah.
It's a team.
Yeah, the idea is that you shouldn't just be selfish. Of course, mm-hmm. if you're on a team, you will benefit in some ways, but it's not just about you. There is no I in team. It's T-E-A-M. So you need to learn to work together or play together with other people. And I like that it says you must first be part of the game. Most people, they go to work and they think of work as something serious or some way that they need to make money, right? But I like that it describes work or something else like this, like a game. You know, I think we can view life like this sometimes. It's also fun.
Exactly. Well, getting a job is a big step, but keeping it is the real test. First day, we're talking about the first day at work. Many companies hand out an employee handbook on the first day. Gabe, that's the answer to the question I asked earlier. What do companies often hand out on the first day of work?
Companies often hand out an employee handbook. Do you remember getting our employee handbook here at Studio Classroom?
Actually, I do remember that day quite well. December 1st.
Wow. December 1st.
Yep.
Yes. And did you look through that employee handbook, Rebecca?
Yes, and actually I had to sign something saying that I understood the employee handbook.
Right. Okay. So if you get an employee handbook, that's the time to look at it, is right when you get it, right? In many cases, the handbook goes home with the employee and ends up in a drawer. Well, that's not what you're supposed to do with the handbook. You're supposed to look at it and understand it right away.
Well, in my case, my employee handbook ended up in my drawer in my desk at work.
Yeah, but you looked at it. It was after you looked at it.
Right, it was after I looked at it. But that is where it ended up. I think it's still there, actually.
Yeah.
As a result, employees will find themselves in trouble. Now, if you find yourself in trouble, this means that you unintentionally do something that you shouldn't have done, and then you get in trouble.
Yeah, and a lot of people, especially a lot of kids, they find themselves in trouble, right? Depends on your personality, I guess. This reminds me of a friend who, even though he's graduated from high school for many years now, he's still kind of in trouble with the law because many years ago in high school, he was with some other friends. They were doing drugs. He was not, but because he was with them, he found himself in trouble with the law, and they're still trying to work through the issues. So friends, you know, be careful who you hang out with and what you're doing. You might find yourself in trouble.
And that's a very important reminder. If you end up with the wrong crowd, you might find yourself in trouble. Well, we read here, as a result, employees will find themselves in trouble most frequently for breaking a rule regarding calling in sick. And wonder why.
Wait, why are people upset at me for breaking a rule? Well, they didn't read the employee handbook. But the procedure is clearly spelled out in the handbook. That is, okay, ideally, the procedure is spelled out in the handbook. But what about that phrase to spell something out, Rebecca?
If something is spelled out, that just means that it's explained in a very detailed and very clear way.
That's right. So, for example, the instructions for putting the machine together are spelled out in that little booklet. Sometimes people say this in kind of a more of a fun way, I guess, when they can't understand why people just don't understand what they're saying. For example, I said no. What part of that don't you understand? Do I need to spell it out for you? N-O.
Right. Well, we read, the new employee needs to read and understand the handbook. Very, very important. Now, when you get a new job, sometimes it can be a little discouraging, but there's always ways to find hope, right?
And there are many ways to express hope. Let's learn more about that with Rex and Carolyn in
the Info Cloud.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Info Cloud. Today, we are going to talk about the usage of a very important word, hope. We are very lucky to be living in a peaceful time in which we can live rather comfortable lives. But are people really happier than before?
I don't think so. There are so many people with depression or a desire to commit suicide that I think it's important to tell people there is always hope in life.
When we are facing a bad situation or things are not looking good, we can say, we will hope for the best, to expect good things to happen out of a challenging situation.
And when we do that, we can always have a glimmer of hope. A glimmer is a small beam of light that catches people's attention. And a glimmer of hope is something that sheds a little light on a dark situation.
Also, in times when things are extremely challenging, and it doesn't seem like things are going to get better, we can say, let's hope against all hope that something will turn out in a positive way.
So when we use hope against all hope, it's really another way of saying hope for the best.
在经济不太稳定的大环境当中，越来越多人会因为害怕而陷入极度忧虑的状态当中，对生命失去希望。在悲观的环境下，我们可以彼此鼓励，说 Let's hope for the best， 让我们期望好事即将发生。如果境况真的很绝望，我们还可以说 Let's hope against all hope。 这句话指的是即使环境看起来没有任何希望，我们还是要对付自己的悲观，期望事情会有转机。这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Do you think it's easier to find a job or to keep a job? Now, finding a job is a big step, but it's not always easy to keep that job. Sometimes employees fail to read the handbook that was given to them on the first day of work, and then they end up making mistakes that could have been avoided. So, do you think it's easy to be a new employee? Let's find out what our lesson says.
How to keep your job. It is not easy being a new employee. It is the new worker who needs to fit in with the old timers. They were there first. Taking the first step is difficult for both the new and old workers. I suggest picking someone who looks like they have been around a while. Many older workers take pride in breaking in new workers. Speaking of breaking in, it is not unusual for new workers to be a focus of a few jokes. It is best to learn to laugh at yourself and become a part of the group.
OK， 接下来我们看的是 fit in with 这个成语。fit 原本是指合适或合身，但是如果是 fit in with someone or something 是指和某个对象合得来，或者是能够适应对方。例如 ，Amy decided to transfer classes because she couldn't fit in with her classmates。Amy 决定要转班，因为她没有办法跟同学们相处得来。或者是 this new couch doesn't fit in with the other furniture in the living room。这个新沙发跟这个起居室其他的家具格格不入。最后我们看的是 break in 这个成语。break in 在这里是指使某人能够适应新的环境，特别是用在职场。例如 several weeks in the office should be enough time for us to break in these rookies。我们让这些菜鸟在办公室待个几周之后，他们应该就能够适应这里了。或者是 the HR manager has a great way of breaking in new employees。这位人资经理很会帮助新职员适应环境。Break in 或者是 break into 也指非法侵入。例如 ,the thief broke in the mansion and stole a lot of valuables。 这个小偷侵入了一栋大宅，偷走了许多贵重物品。And now, let's get back to our teachers.
Now, whenever you start a new job, you are considered the new employee. Do you think it's easy being the new employee?
Let's see. You know, I haven't had a whole lot of jobs, and every job I've had, it was pretty easy being a new employee.
Well, our lesson says something just a little different. It says, it is not easy being a new employee. It is the new worker who needs to fit in with the old-timers. Now let's talk about this word, old-timer. If you're an old-timer, that just means that you're someone who has been doing something for a very long time. Or maybe you've been living somewhere for a long time, so you're considered an old-timer.
Well, believe it or not, Rebecca, I'm an old-timer.
You mean working here at ORTV?
Well, right, working here at ORTV, studio classroom. Old-timer doesn't have to refer to someone's age. Even though maybe you think 34 years old is old, that's not what this means necessarily. Like Rebecca said, it could mean working somewhere for a long time. It's the idea of seniority, okay? So yeah, I am an old-timer here at Studio Classroom.
And when you just start working at a company, you need to try to fit in with the old-timers. Why? Well, they were there first.
That's right. So the idea is, you're not forcing them to change. No, you can't do that. Who needs to change? Well, it's the new person, the new worker at the company.
Right. So taking the first step is difficult for both the new and old workers. I suggest picking someone who looks like they have been around a while. So let's talk about this phrase, have been around for a while. What does this mean? Well, it just means that you've been working at this company for a long time, or you've been in a particular area for a while.
That's right. So what has been around for a long time? What's been around for a while? And, you know, in this neighborhood, a lot of people have been around for a while, and some animals have been around for a while, too. There's a dog that I've seen for many years. That dog has been around for a while.
Oh, I hope it was a cute little doggy.
Yeah.
Those are the best. Well, our lesson says many older workers take pride in breaking in new workers. Now, here's another fun phrase for you to know and to practice, and that is to take pride in. If you take pride in something, this means that you feel very pleased about something or someone.
And in a similar way that many older workers take pride in breaking in new workers, I also take pride in teaching others the things that I know. So that's a similar idea, because if you've been working at a company for a while, if you're an old-timer, you also take pride in teaching the new workers things about your company.
And that's the sign of a good teacher.
Thanks.
Someone who takes pride in teaching others and sharing knowledge and information with the newbies. You know that word, newbie?
The newbies.
That refers to the new people.
That's right, newbies, N-E-W-B-I-E. Cai Niao, are you a newbie at your company?
Well, if you are, then maybe you should take pride in learning new stuff from the old timers.
That's right.
Well, speaking of breaking in, it is not unusual for new workers to be a focus of a few jokes. I feel like I fell into that category here at Studio Classroom, especially when I was a newbie. People like to tease me a lot.
Rebecca,
yeah?
No, are you kidding me? Nobody ever teased you. None of us really enjoyed teasing you, Rebecca, not me or Peter or,
now this
or both
is,
of us at the same
on,
time.
Hold on. This is when I like to say, 我不相信你.
Well, 你不相信me, and you have a reason for not 相信me, because it's true. 我们喜欢欺负 Rebecca.
Oh, yes. You bet they did.
But I think you rolled with it pretty well. You were a good new worker, and
yes.
We broke you in.
And it's definitely best to learn to laugh at yourself and become part of the group. I've had to do a lot of
laughing at myself and at them as well.
Exactly. You also laugh at other people. Well, friends, we do have more about what it's like to work at a new place. But right now, it is time for the SC Challenge.
Yes.
All right, for today's SC Challenge, we have back in the studio some studio classroom teachers, Linda.
Hey!
And Zach.
Hey.
Okay, today's lesson, we have three questions for you. Are you guys ready for a challenge?
Yes.
Okay, friends,
let's do it.
I know you're ready as well. See if you can guess these answers faster than Linda and Zach do. Okay, according to the lesson, what is the real test? A, applying for a job. B, getting the job. C, keeping the job. Or D, knowing when to quit. Zach, your bell wasn't very loud, but
mine wasn't.
You heard it.
I saw
you. Okay, all right.
I saw that enthusiasm.
That's right. C, keeping the job.
Linda?
That was going to be my answer too.
Okay.
Keeping the job.
You know, it was pretty easy. The whole title of the lesson is how to keep your job. That is very true. And Zach, you are first, so 1 point for Zach. Okay, number two. How can you learn the rules for your workplace? A, by looking in your drawers. B, by surfing the internet. C, by watching monkeys at the zoo. Or D, by reading the employee handbook. Well, both of you at the same time?
C.
You're kidding. By watching monkeys at the zoo?
Yeah.
That's how we can learn the rules for the workplace?
Right.
Right. That might be one way. Do you guys have another guess? Just any other guess?
Okay, maybe by reading the employee handbook.
Is that your final guess?
Sure.
Okay, all right. Linda gets a point. So I believe it is 1-1.
Yes. Okay.
Okay, but I do like C. I think we can learn a lot from the animals. However, number three is, who should you learn to laugh at if you're a new worker? A, the old timers. B, yourself. C, other new employees. Or D, the boss. Linda.
I would say myself.
Okay, yourself. And Zach?
Well, I would say the boss, but I'm going to go with yourself.
I hope our boss isn't watching this. You both guessed the correct answer according to our lesson anyway. Linda, you are today's winner.
Yes.
Thank you guys for challenging yourselves again. And everyone, will see you next time for the SC Challenge.
Bye.
Wow, so there's a lot for a new worker to learn on the first day. Thank goodness the first day is over.
Oh, yes. Thank goodness it's over.
But what about the first week?
Oh, well, I think we're going to learn about that tomorrow right here on Studio Classroom. See you then.
A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.